It's here and now, and let's get the latest from Ferguson, Missouri now, where a state of emergency is in effect after an order from the governor. And the FBI is warning police of the potential for violence across the country once a grand jury in the Michael Brown shooting death releases its finding. And that could come at any time. The grand jury must find probable cause in order to indict the white police officer, Darren Wilson, who shot Brown, an unarmed African-American 18-year-old, in Ferguson this past August. Yesterday, the mayor of St. Louis, Francis Slay, urged calm.
We do not want people to feel like they have to, panic or, be afraid. We're doing everything we can in our power, first of all, to make sure that people and the property are going to be safe and that the protesters can protest peaceably.
Joining us from St. Louis is Tory Russell, co-founder of the group Hands Up United. Tory, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what's the mood there, as you see it, in Ferguson and around the area, especially now with this word of a state of emergency being declared by the governor?
It was tense before, but I think the anxiety levels have reached a fever pitch. Actually, you see more buildings and stores being boarded up. You see people frantically running to grocery stores. People are just concerned. I got an email yesterday. One of my friends, they were saying that they had a new evacuation plan at work because they worked in a government building. The anxiety is high here, to say the least.
Well, and what do you think would happen if there is no indictment?
The same thing I would think if it was an indictment. People are going to pour out into the streets. And either not a celebration or anger. I think it's just going to be a show that we did something. 102 days of marching and protesting just to get an indictment. And if we do get it, it'd be powerful. And if we don't, it's almost a slap in the face and, makes everyone's criticism of the justice system almost valid.
So you think either way people are going to pour out into the streets?
Either way.
I know protesters have been receiving nonviolence training. Have you been getting some of that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're upwards in 20-something trainings now. And we have about 900 to 1,000 new people being trained. So it's great. We do de-escalation, legal observers, street medics, everything that you could ever think about, just nonviolent direct action, civil disobedience-wise.
And do you expect that whatever happens, that the protests, the demonstrations will remain nonviolent?
They've been peaceful when they've been organized by organizers.
Are you worried for your own safety out there in the streets? We know that there's been an increase in KKK activity in the area.
I wouldn't say I was afraid or whatever. I think it comes with the job description, right? You just look at the history, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, those people died fighting racism. And I would actually say racism is what killed them. But it just comes in the job description. I can't be afraid to do my job if I'm afraid of dying doing it. It's heightened because the KKK can go on the radio or go on the TV and say they're going to use lethal force, just basically calling people names out. But I'm not afraid. I live in North St. Louis. If you don't know, my life is a constant state of emergency.
Hmm. When you say it comes with the job description, this is a relatively new job for you. You're 30 years old. What got you into this kind of demonstration and getting involved and co-founding Hands Up United?
I just believe that I cared about kids. Every day of my life, I've been a big kid. I grew up and then, I became a bigger kid. This is supposed to be my first year coaching football. I went to school for education to be a teacher. And I think I asked myself when I left the Ferguson PD on August 9th, how could I prepare kids for the world and I'm not preparing the world for the kids? So I guess that's my mantra or my mission statement going forward.
Well, do you think that enough lessons have been learned since the Mike Brown shooting on the part of the authorities? Whatever happens with this indictment, do you think that the attitudes have changed, that the interaction between police and citizens have changed there in Ferguson?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a philosopher or anything like that. But, you know, it's going to be hard for someone, a man, to condemn himself with no punishment or accountability, even in the near future. They were allowed to violate local laws, constitutional laws, even things. If you go to the Geneva Convention, they violated every step and every law nationally and internationally. I just don't see how those same people can be involved in the process of keeping the law going forward.
It sounds like you think that there's not going to be an indictment.
I have a little hope. You know, the big kid in me has hope, you know, that the superhero always wins. But I'm realistic in just seeing that, you know, those same people are involved in the case, and I can't understand it.
You know, there are many people who are looking at this situation with a very different view than the one that you are talking about right now, and that is that people feel that police have to use the kind of force that they used to protect themselves. You've heard that view, I'm sure. What do you think of it?
I know a water bottle, a half-empty water bottle, can't hurt riot gear. I know chanting, no matter how close to someone's face, is not violent. And I also know that people now are talking about due process. But Mike Brown wasn't allowed due process. So I think we have to start looking at the steps of how we got to even the situation today, which is, you know, people went outside, they were upset, and they were met with a militarized police force, tear gas, pepper spray, rubber bullets, and on some nights, real bullets. And those things are not being covered, and people are justifying those things. So I can't understand it. I know if it was, you know, I honestly believe if Obama's children, if Sasha and Malia was outside walking the streets, I'm pretty sure they would use, you know, a different tactic. But if it's poor black and brown people, I don't think they really care.
That's Tori Russell, co-founder of Hands Up United, joining us from St. Louis Public Radio. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Tori.
Man, thanks for listening.